Welcome to the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. If you're ready for a dose of inspiration and insight, then you've come to the right place. My name is Victoria Maskell, and I'm a psychotherapist, mindset coach, and positivity practitioner. I help women just like you to have their own Cinderella stories and transform their mindsets to make their dreams a reality. So if you're a coach, an entrepreneur, or just looking to up-level your life, then this is the podcast for you. I'm going to be talking all things money mindset, manifesting your dream life, and how to use your subconscious to achieve anything you set your mind to. I'm going to be filling these podcast episodes with stories and inspiration for you, things to make you smile, feel supported, and get ready to crush your goals and manifest your dreams. There is no such thing as a coincidence in life. So just by listening to this podcast, you are one step closer to making your dream life, business, and mindset a reality. So if you're ready for today's dose of positivity and prosperity, then let's dive in. Hi everyone, welcome to episode 100 of the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. I hope you're all having an awesome day wherever you are in the world. And today's episode is hopefully a really, really exciting one. I'm certainly excited about it and I hope you are too. Because I want to share with you a little bit of a journey I've been going on, and I want to kind of share with you some positivity, as ever, because this is the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. But this episode is not really just about the book that I'm going to be talking about. It's about mindset. It's about when you have a dream, how to see that through. It's about achieving your goals. And I am so, so excited to share this with you. I didn't think I would necessarily be doing an episode on this. So thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for everyone who sends me messages, comments on my Instagram, comes and kind of says hi, people who share this podcast. It really means so much to me, and I just wanted to do a little shout out. So if you're not part of the Instagram family, then come and say hi. My Instagram is victoria.maskell. Drop me a comment, send me a message, let me know that you've been listening to this episode. And if you are thinking of writing a book, I would love to know. If you've already written a book, then drop me a message on Instagram, send me an email, let me know. I would love to check out your book because I just think it's so, so exciting. So let's get into the episode today. As you probably guessed, maybe by the title, maybe by what I've already said, I've written a book. Yes, little old me has written a book, and it's been a little bit of a long time coming. I know I've talked about it briefly in this podcast, I've talked about it a little bit on my Instagram, but it is officially here. So I have written a book called The Science of Getting Rich, the fast track version for the 21st century. And if you are itching to know where you can get it, click the link in the show notes, go to victoriamaskell.com or go to Instagram and you will find all the information about the book. And I want to start a little bit about why I wrote this book, because The journey kind of took some twists and turns along the way. But as probably many of you who have listened to this podcast before have heard, there is an amazing book called The Science of Getting Rich, and it is by Wallace Wattles. Now, this book was written in the early 1900s, and it's amazing. It's very much in a similar genre to Think and Grow Rich. Now, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill is an amazing, amazing book. Totally agree. If you haven't heard of it, go check it out. It's awesome. However, if I'm super honest, I struggled with it. I found the language really heavy, and I'm talking about Think and Grow Rich now. I found that it had some amazing concepts, but it was really heavy going. I downloaded it on Audible, which if you haven't heard of, I think is awesome because you get audiobooks, you can listen to them wherever, and it's something I use all the time. But I think it was something like 19 hours of content, And I was like, oh my gosh. I saw that there was really positive concepts. I saw that there was amazing mindset stuff in there. I know so many people have read it, but I found it really hard to take that and actually kind of apply it to modern day. And I spoke to one of my amazing friends who has been on this podcast, Abby from AJ Coaching, and she said the same. And I was like, right, I cannot be the only person then. I cannot be the only person that thinks these books are amazing and incredible, but they need bringing into modern day. And that's basically what I've done with The Science of Getting Rich. So The Science of Getting Rich, as I said, amazing book by Wallace Wattles, but it talks about man and he. And because it was written in the 1900s, a lot of the stuff is outdated. You know, the internet didn't exist. When he talks about businesses and where you should set up businesses and like the geography of things, he was obviously writing from a completely different perspective. And I think as well, the language alienates women slightly, or it's even more than that, it's just outdated, so it's hard to access. And I don't know about you, but I want something quick. I want it to be easy, accessible, readable, and that's why I've created this book. So I kind of went on a bit of a mindset journey myself. So I had this idea. I wanted to update it. I wanted to write my version of it. I wanted to bring it to modern day. I wanted to make it accessible. And you know, when you get that flood of ideas and you're like, oh my gosh, it's going to be amazing and I'm going to write a book. And then a shed load of limiting beliefs came up. So if you've ever, it doesn't even have to be book related, but if you've ever had a goal or a dream and you've experienced that rush of excitement, that rush of adrenaline, and then you've been pulled down by, can I do this? Who am I to do this? How's this going to work? All those kind of self-doubt, self-sabotaging, limiting beliefs, then I totally feel you. Because I think I planned out what I wanted to say. I'd got all of these ideas, and I remember sitting at my computer in the office that I am currently sitting in my house, and I was just like, who is going to read this? Who am I to do this? Who am I to write a book? So I went through that process, and there were times when I needed a bit of a pep talk from my coach or my family. And obviously, the fact that I'm recording this podcast, you know I've written the book. But I just wanted to share that as a starting point of the limiting beliefs, because I think this happens to us in so many different ways. We have a goal, we have a dream, you know, we want to live in a certain house or travel to certain countries or, you know, progress in our career. And we have that inspiration. And I do fully believe that that is like divine inspiration. That is, you know, we're given these ideas for a reason, and the only thing that stops us is us. The only thing that gets in our way is our own self-sabotaging limiting beliefs. You know, and it would be easy for me to go, well, other people have probably done this, or other people have probably got bigger followings, or other people might have phrased it better, or they might be more eloquent, or they might use better language. But I'm really proud to say that I just pushed through it. And yeah, there were days when I doubted myself, but I've honestly written this book for every single person who's had that idea, had that dream, and thought, oh my God, can I do this? And the answer is yes. Yes, you can. If you can push through those mindset blocks, if you can push that self-doubt just to one side and follow that intuition, follow those synchronicities, you can achieve whatever your heart desires, honestly. And do you know what, at this point, I would love you to let me know if you've got a goal at the moment. So whether it's book related, business related, mindset related, whatever it is, if you have had an idea, if you've had one of those moments of, oh, wouldn't it be amazing too, let me know. I would love to share that with you. I'd love to share in it with you, rather, because I want to be able to support you, because I know what it's like to have that roller coaster of, this is going to be amazing, I can't do this. Can I do this? I'm not sure. So that is why I've written this book, because there are probably going to be people listening to this podcast who've got those goals and aspirations and they are doubting themselves. And what I would say to you is, keep pushing forward. Day by day, just take these actions, even if they're small actions, even if it's, you know, researching something, Do I say that weirdly? Researching. Even if it is reaching out to people, asking questions, watching YouTube videos, listening to podcasts, keep moving forward towards these goals, because I really, really, truly believe that we are given divine inspiration. The universe sends us messages, and our subconscious mind knows what we can and can't do. So our subconscious mind isn't going to attach to something that we can't do. So there is my first little bit of motivation. Go for your dreams, guys, everyone listening to this. Now, there's also a little bit of a manifestation story with this, because when I was younger, I grew up and my dad was an author. So he was a freelance journalist. When I used to tell people that, they were like, oh my God, does he work for a newspaper? Does he work for a super cool magazine? And I was like, mm-hmm. Now, I love my dad. I adore my dad. Actually, I like fully adore him. This is no disrespect to him. But at one point he worked for a magazine that dealt with coaches and minibuses. And when you're a teenager, that's not really the coolest thing to say that your dad works for. But, you know, it's all part of it. But he was an author. He wrote his own books. His niche is fishing. Again, as a 13-year-old girl, that's not probably the coolest thing that you want to be involved in, but you know, hey ho, that's just the way it is. But I saw my dad writing books. We had a study that had like his books on it. And as much as I didn't really want to read a fishing book because it just wasn't my thing, I just thought it was really cool. And I remember sitting there being like, wow, wouldn't it be amazing to write a book? And then I was like, well, what am I going to write a book about? I can't write a book. I don't even know where I would start. I wouldn't be able. And I sort of parked that. But I'd had that idea when I was younger, and I was like, it would be really exciting to write a book. And obviously, flash forward to now, the opportunity came up, and I'm so grateful to be able to say that I was able to just write a book on a topic that I love. But I really think I planted that seed, I planted that intention way back when, because of seeing my dad do it and seeing him write books. And I remember he had some limited edition leather bound ones done, and it was like, oh, okay, we've got number one and this person's got number two. And I just found the whole thing really, really exciting. So you're probably thinking, right, well, what is the book about? So the book is about money mindset. And I know you know that I talk a lot about money mindset on here, because I think it's so important that we have conversations about it. But the concepts don't just apply to money mindset. It's really about how to use a scientific formula for wealth. But there's also a massive understanding in there about the power of the mind. It's all about the law of attraction, and it's about the science behind that and the science behind the law of attraction that really exists. And it's broken down into actionable steps. So it really helps people break down what is happening in their lives and helps you to understand how to make shifts in the direction of what you actually want. So the book is called The Science of Getting Rich. So it's massively about money mindset, developing wealth. You can obviously apply that to growing your own business, moving up the career ladder, or just manifesting money in so many different ways. One of the reasons why this book really needed updating was because of the nature of passive income, the nature of this. There are so many different ways now to make money, and I really wanted that to be reflected. And the way I've done it is I've broken it down. So using Wallace Wattles as massive inspiration. He is the full inspiration for this book. And actually, if you haven't already read that book, I would say read it. Now, I said this to a couple of people. So a few people have read my book. They've given me some feedback. And all of them actually said, well, I don't want to read Wallace Wattles now. I'm pleased I read yours first because I don't need to read that. But the book is out there. So it is Wallace Wattles, The Science of Getting Rich. Now, who is this book for? Who is my book for? Right, it's for anyone who has an interest in how your mind works, anyone who is open to the law of attraction, anyone who is interested in understanding these actual scientific concepts with a dose of woo-woo thrown in as well. So it's for people who want to make more money, yes, definitely. perfect for anyone starting their business or moving from the 9-to-5 mindset into a business mindset. Definitely for anyone who has blocks and limits around money, which is something that I think we all have in different ways, shapes, and forms, because money is something that we've learned a lot about. And by that, I mean we've developed paradigms, we've developed beliefs, we've been told things about how we should work and what deserves money and what doesn't deserve money. And I think this book really helps to break that down. It's maybe for people who've already read Think and Grow Rich and, you know, Wallace Wattles, but found them a bit heavy going, a bit kind of outdated like I did. And that is why I've moved this into the 21st century. I've brought it up to date. I've made it clear, actionable. And at the end of each chapter, there is an action step, because this book is really for action takers who want some practical steps and they really want to understand the science of getting rich and know what to do to get that moving. Because I've read a lot of books and I've read some amazing, incredible books. Funnily enough, I've actually got a podcast episode recorded that's all about my favourite Law of Attraction and mindset books. And I was waiting on some details. This was recorded as like episode 30, so this was ages ago. And I've never actually published it. So I think I'm going to publish that episode now so that you can hear some of my favourite ones. I've read some amazing ones, but quite often I read the book and then I'm like, but what do I actually do? What steps do I actually take? So when I rewrote this book, I made sure that these action steps existed, that they were part of the book. So it's super clear, super easy, and super actionable. So someone else actually read this book for me. So as part of the process, I gave it to lots of different people. And one of the nicest comments I got about it was, she said to me, yeah, I've actually read it a few times now. And she said, every time I read it, I feel more and more positive. And I think considering what is going on with 2020 at the moment, that to me is like the biggest compliment, because we need a bit of positivity right now. And I think no matter where you find that, whether you find that in my book or you find that on social media or with through meditation or your own methods, I think positivity right now is so, so important. And we need to feed our minds. We need to give our minds the best possible diet. And positivity really does have a positive, funnily enough, impact, because you're programming your reticular activating system. You're feeding your mind the things you want to see and hear, and therefore those things show up more in your reality. So the book is very positive. It gives you that scientific formula. It's very modern, very up to date. Definitely for anyone thinking of starting their own business, but also for people who want to know more about the law of attraction, who want to know more about the specific steps, because you can take these steps and apply them to all the different areas of your life. So if you are interested, then what you need to do is you need to go to victoriamaskell.com/shop and you will be able to purchase the book. If you can't find that, hop over to my Instagram and you will find tags on my posts and the link in my bio. And if you've got any questions, please let me know. But as I said at the start, if anyone is listening to this, and it doesn't even have to be book related, but if you have had some inspiration, if you've had an idea, please find some way of sharing that with me, because I would love to support you. I would love to be your cheerleader. Even just telling someone about a goal and a dream is your first action step to making that a reality. And this book did take me, how long did it take me? Close to sort of 12 to 18 months, I think. Not necessarily the writing of it, but, you know, publishing, editing, designing, all the different things that go into it. And it can be a bit of a long process, but hold fast to the goal, hold fast to the dream, do your visualizations, program your mind that that goal and that dream is happening, because then taking the actions are so much easier. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, a little bit different for the Positivity and Prosperity podcast, but I hope it's inspired you to go for those dreams, to follow those ideas, those synchronicities, those kind of signs from the universe that we do get. And if you enjoy my book, then please, again, let me know. Come and join the Instagram family, tag me. You'll find all the details in the show notes and on my Instagram. And I will be back very, very soon for another podcast episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this content, I would so love it if you could leave me an iTunes review. You would totally make my day, and you'd help this podcast to reach other listeners just like you. And if you know someone who this content would help, then please share it with them. Share the love, share the positivity. I hope you all have a wonderful and prosperous day, and I will see you all in the next episode.